Hey, welcome to episode 4 of the Life is Short podcast.
The podcast where we take you behind the scenes of our making of a short film, Forgetting Me.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about today our promotion and marketing efforts that we're working towards as we head towards voting at storyhive.com. So stay tuned.
Hey, welcome to Life is Short. This is a podcast about trying to bring a short film to life.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, actually. So we're here for episode 4 of the Life is Short podcast. Best of our short film, Forgetting Me, which we are trying to get made and currently trying to get funded through Telus Storyhive, which is just like 5 days away from when we're recording this. So yeah, how are you feeling about things so far as we in this process? We're like getting close to the opening of voting day.
Yeah, I'm really actually really excited about it. I mean, yeah, the wait, you know, I want the wait to be over. I want to jump right in there. But yeah, it's also been really good as far as giving us some time to continue to work on our film.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we were going to talk about today, which we can jump right into, is just another element of our pitch to Storyhive was around our promotion and marketing efforts. Obviously, we've kind of touched on this a little bit, I think, in an earlier podcast, just the whole idea around just the, you know, the effort. I think you said something about the going through this process makes us, is forcing us or has forced us, although I think we already were having it in mind anyways, the idea of what happens after the film is made.
Totally.
And kind of getting to that sort of mindset. And so this, with this particular category that for our pitch, we focused on three main areas in addition to other stuff that we're obviously doing, but the three focus areas for us in terms of promotion and marketing are focused on, I guess we'll start with number one, was around this endorsement with the, or by the Alzheimer's Society of British Columbia. So this is one that I'm actually quite proud of. And I think is a great, I don't know, a great thing for our effort and for the film and for what we're trying to do both creatively and also as kind of just for building awareness of this, you know, disease, which is a miserable disease. So what we did as part of our build up, I guess, you know, before we got our submission stuff ready for Storyhive, is I had contacted the BC Alzheimer's Society and reached out to them just with the hopes of, you know, just wanting to have a conversation with them about, you know, is this the kind of thing that they could endorse, maybe promote? What would their sense be? Because, you know, I know they're a pretty big organization and they're mostly about fundraising for research and for caregiver support, that kind of thing. So I personally felt that there was like a really strong alignment with the work that we're doing on this film. And so, yeah, I reached out to them and very fortunate enough was able to connect with them. And they ended up having a look at the script and we've had a few couple of conversations and a bunch of back and forth over email. And at the end of it, they were like, yeah, you know what? We are happy to endorse your efforts in this, in the creation of this film. We think it will do a lot to raise awareness. So anyways, that's, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Kelly.
It's
that's
a, one. It's that a, I it's a very big deal. Yeah. Congrats. Like that. It.
Yeah. It's one of the things that, you know, it's because, especially in my case with my father having dealt with his disease and passing away from it, you know, we obviously had connections with the Alzheimer's Society with their different supports that they provide. And over the years, just the information and all the rest of it. And, you know, all, so it's nice to almost kind of like close the loop to some degree on, you know, being able to link in with them in terms of, you know, a creative project like this. So that's one of the, I guess the first one on our list is around a promotion and marketing effort. So they will hopefully be promoting, doing some tweeting and sharing of our film as we get through the voting period and beyond. And so look forward to that.
Yeah. And I just to jump in there, I just think yeah. It's like super important that, you know, like one of the things we talked about originally was there's not a lot of films out there that really deal with the subject of Alzheimer's. I mean, it's not really, you know, an uplifting topic. And so like, yeah. I don't know if that's why people stay away from it. Although like, you see a bunch of different other diseases and illnesses and everything else come up in films. But for some reason, Alzheimer's, even though it's affecting so many people, isn't really represented a lot. And so, you know, it's important to talk about it, but it's to say about it, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I mean, like, I guess part of it is the angle, right? The angle that we're thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I mean, and that in itself is maybe an interesting topic for another day, like the whole idea of, you know, that particular, like, maybe we can one day touch on like film influences and sort of from our own personal take. But I think just from a quick sort of aside for me there is, I think, you know, one of the things with Alzheimer's as opposed to other diseases, as far as it's represented in like, you know, creative pursuits like film or TV or whatever, I think partly it's to do because it's the audience, like the people who typically, and it's not always the case, who are afflicted by Alzheimer's, you know, they're older people, they're elderly. And I think, you know, it's probably, they're a lot more invisible to some degree. And so, but you're right though, as far as like, as much as like the numbers and the sort of the, you know, the threat, I guess, if you want to call it, of Alzheimer's is, as it increases every year, it's becoming much more of a crisis, definitely in Canada and around the world. So who knows, maybe we'll be seeing more and more stories as like boomers get older and then, you know, next generation comes up and, you know, it's just a particular theory I have, but who knows? Anyways, we can maybe touch on that in another episode. So another element that we highlighted in our submission around promotion and marketing was just the use of our website and email list. So I put together, obviously registered the domain, forgettingmemovie.com. So don't forget to go and check that out. And built a website there, as well as I implemented an email list as a way to, you know, stay connected with fans and people interested in the production in a much more sort of intimate way. Like email, you know, it's one of the things that it's easy to, there's a lot of data on email and as far as a marketing tool, and by far, by like a vast margin, if email is way more effective than even social media and other forms of media when it comes to staying connected with an audience, whether it's, you know, in this case, a film, but it could be sort of e-commerce sites or the rest of it, versus the engagement levels and also then the ultimate return on investment that you might have as far as a measure. So it's one of those things that I wanted to implement for our film, just because I think it's a really valuable way to, again, to stay connected with folks. And it's a much more intimate kind of connection. Like you can share a lot on social media, which we're doing and we will continue to do. But, you know, through email, kind of similar to this podcast, you can actually talk to somebody sort of almost one-to-one. So that's one of the things that we incorporated.
Awesome.
And lastly, in terms of our promotional marketing efforts is wanting to link in with the folks at Hilarity for Charity. So these folks probably, you know, again, because of the topic, Alzheimer's, may not be sort of super widely known, but I'm sure the head of their organization is. So it's Seth Rogen, who most people know from, you know, a whole pile of comedy movies and all the rest of it, and a fellow British Columbian, as it turns out. He started a few years ago this charity down in California called Hilarity for Charity, specifically to address funding and support for Alzheimer's disease. So I've been following them for quite some time, obviously, sort of as personal interest and as well as connection with this film. And so I had this idea to try to connect with them, to reach out and see if there's at all a way to get them to help kind of share the word about our short film. So one of the things that I've done and I'm currently sort of in the process of doing is sent them a direct mail piece to their offices down in California and on Beverly Hills. And as well, I'm going to reach out over Twitter and email. So I'm connected with them on Twitter. So I'm going to send them a direct message and try to basically sort of just connect with them sort of one-to-one and have a, you know, as much of a Twitter conversation as you can have, but just try to get them aware of our project and see if there's a way for them to just, you know, share it out to their followers or on Instagram, Twitter, wherever, and just kind of help raise the awareness of the work that we're trying to do. And I also think it's kind of quite fortunate for us in some degree, at least that there's a interesting tie-in, if nothing else, is just recently on March 24th of 2018, they had their latest charity event down at in California, where they bring all this, you know, bunch of stars and a whole bunch of people. It's sort of like a big variety show. And as it turns out, Netflix has picked that up for distribution, and they're going to premiere it. This is their, I believe it's their sixth one that they've done. And so it's going to premiere on April 6th, which just happens to be the last day of voting for StoryHive. So I was just like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, is that a coincidence? Who knows? Is there anything as such as a coincidence? I don't know. I thought it was quite fitting, if nothing else. I'm like, okay, you know, on the last day of voting, when everyone's cast their last votes, you know, that night, you know, on the Friday, everyone could just chill and watch Netflix and actually watch this, you know, comedy event that they've raised millions of dollars for Alzheimer's research and specifically for caregiver support, which again is, that's a big focus of their work. And that's a big focus of this film is, you know, the impact on caregivers and how it's, you know, this disease takes such a toll. So yeah, so those are our three main efforts that we've highlighted in our pitch to StoryHive. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to say about that.
Yeah, I do actually. I think that, you know, we're talking about StoryHive, but just in general, if there was a tip for filmmakers in general or anyone trying to get, I guess, any sort of like eyes on a creative piece that they're working on, you know, whether it's a novel or a movie or anything else, it's like you really need to know who your audience is. And it's not just catering to your audience. It's you know, writing something, creating something that you feel is important to you, that you know something about. And then once you're ready to kind of put it out in that world, is to think about who your audience is and really, really target them. I mean, it's not, you're laying all these things out, but none of this is like, oh, I just am going to randomly pick all these people. Like, we've talked about this, you've thought about it. You know, even the connections, you're talking about Seth Rogen, he's from Vancouver, we're here on Vancouver Island, you know, he's talking about Alzheimer's. None of this is like little, just like random pieces of information, you know? And so, I think that if we're even just talking about this from a point of view of filmmaking, and a filmmaking tip for other filmmakers is really try and figure out who your audience is, and try and find what I call with social media, who your friends are. You need to find out who your friends are, because it's your friends and it's word of mouth that will get a film made and that will get people to see the film and excited about it and everything else. And that's one of the best things about this podcast. It's one of the best things about social media. And like you said, having that one-on-one with people via email, it's important. So that's all I would say about that, that it's important that we recognize, like, as you're saying these things, that we've put a lot of thought into them, and you in particular for this piece. And I think I hope people, when they're hearing this, are connecting those dots that you know, for their own projects, that they can get out there and make those connections.
Well, and I will share one sort of small insider tip, for what it's worth, that I sort of came to the realization while I was hunting for information about Hilarity for Charity. So I was thinking, because I specifically sent them a direct mail piece in the mail, and there was reasons for that, specifically just wanting to be a bit more trying to stand out a bit more, as opposed to just sort of yet another, I imagine they get a lot of comments over email and Twitter and who knows what else, probably in a whole host of things. But so I thought, okay, I need their physical address. So I started searching on their website, and you'd be surprised. I thought for sure, like when I first thought of this, I'm like, oh, I'll just go on their website and find it. It'll be like 2 seconds. Well, I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like looking all over their website. I'm like, they don't have their address here. And so then I started searching for, you know, I thought, well, I could email their info at whatever their domain is, hilarityforcharity.com, and maybe find it there. But I'm like, yeah, but you know, what's the delay going to be? And so I started searching the web. Anyways, so after like probably, I don't know, quite a bit of time just browsing around thinking, I can't believe I can't find their address. I had this sort of memory of like, because I've done other email marketing in the past and copywriting and that kind of thing. And I realized, oh wait, they have an email list. And so there are rules spam rules, both in Canada.
Right.
That you must provide your physical address as part of your email subscription so that users will know that you're a real entity and that they have a physical way to get in contact with you. So I'm like, well, I'll sign up for their email list, because at the time I hadn't been, and they'll have to present to me with their physical address. And sure enough, that's how I got it. So as an inside tip for anyone who's like struggling to find an address for somebody, if they happen to have an email list, they will have to, by law, provide their physical address. So that's how I managed to pick up their physical address, and then sure enough, sent it in the mail. So anyways, just again, to your point about, like, you know, for folks who are maybe working on their own creative projects and films and stuff, if that's a way you're looking to reach out to somebody, then there you go. Maybe that might help somebody who's listening.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so lastly, one last little thing that I'm particularly proud of is the fact that Anchor.fm, the tool we use for this podcast, they featured our podcast on their cool podcast ideas. It's sort of on their homepage of their app. And so I was pretty excited to see that. I thought it was kind of nice.
I was totally blown away.
I know, it's like, it's a nice little thing to see that. Like, oh, look at my graphic is there. Our podcast is right there on the home screen. So,
and you didn't even tell me. I found out via social media.
It's, you know, it's the way people communicate these days.
Totally.
So yeah, I thought that was kind of exciting. So just thought we'd acknowledge that. And again, like, the app is, I'm really enjoying using it, and it's a pretty fantastic tool. So yeah, great shout out to them, and nice to see us featured there. So anyways, that brings us to a wrap for this episode. So we will be connecting again shortly, but before we get to our next episode, don't forget that Bodine opens on April 3rd and runs through to the 6th. So that's coming up with just a few days from when this podcast will be published. So in the meantime, don't forget to visit our website at forgettingmemovie.com. Join our email list that I talked about in this episode. It's free. It's easy. You're never going to get any spam, so nothing to worry about there. Just a way for us to stay connected. And you can also reply and ask us any questions through there. Happy to entertain that. And subscribe to this podcast. You can hear us on anchor.fm/lifeisshort. We're at Apple Podcasts, and we're on the Stitcher app. So please connect with us there, and we'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.